Okay, ready? Take a big breath. So, were you all able to find something you might think of as a limiting belief that you'd like to change? Yes?
Well, let's get some examples from you, and of it's always good for everyone to hear. So please share some examples.
If you feel okay sharing them.
If you feel okay, yes.
Mo?
Most marriages are unsuccessful.
Most marriages are unsuccessful.
Okay.
So what would that encourage you to do about marriage? Avoid it, right? So sometimes you get one. Ideally, when you get a belief, and this isn't a requirement on a limiting belief, but beliefs have two parts. So we have a cause and an effect. So, or you have a meaning. So I might say to Mo, what does it mean that most marriages aren't successful? What does it mean to you?
Most marriages will end in divorce.
And so what does that mean to you about you?
What does it mean to me about me?
Yeah. So far, one of the things I might think is, well, how could that be a problem? Maybe it's a statistic, I don't know, but...
I don't believe in marriage.
Because most of them end in divorce. So now we have both parts. So I don't believe in marriage because most of them aren't successful, right? And I can fall in that category, then it'd be a...
Then you've got that meta question, most of them?
Do
the other questions?
But if you have a belief, most of them do. We could question it and challenge it and do a lot of stuff, yes. But if you have that belief, then it's one of these beliefs about possibility, right? It's not likely it's really going to work, so why put all your heart and soul into an institution where you're going to end up disappointed or hurt or something.
Well, and I would imagine you have a good reason for holding that belief, or there's a positive purpose that's holding that belief in place. What do you think that could be?
So we're not saying what's the positive purpose in that belief, but we're saying what's the positive purpose in holding that belief? We're trying to get his good reason for holding on to that idea.
Typically, with a belief like this, it's about keeping the person safe, or to protect them, or keep them from getting hurt, or it can be connection, because maybe parents were divorced, so if you don't have a relationship, there's that unconscious connection. What do any of those... And we're asking because this is a part of the process.
And we're going to have you do this.
So you can think on that.
It takes a little thought to get there.
I've never seen a model of a successful marriage, I suppose. I haven't seen many models of successful marriages.
So,
in my experience.
If you could keep yourself from getting married, what will that get for you? Yeah, because divorce would equal what? Pain?
Failure,
pain, something?
Yeah, pain, heartache.
Okay, so that's where my intuition would say it would go. So not getting married might save you from some real hurt and heartache, right, and pain.
So in a way it keeps you safe or it protects you from that pain.
So if you could, kind of may sound like a silly question. If you could really protect yourself from that pain and heartache, what would that get for you? If you can go through life without that pain and heartache, what would it allow you to do or be or have? Yeah,
he said stress-free.
Stress-free.
And what that would ultimately be is you would have more peace in your life. So ultimately how this holding that belief is serving him is that it allows him to have more peace of mind, and also it keeps him safe that protects him from getting hurt. So there's always a good reason why you have these beliefs, and this is an important part of the process, because when you change a limiting belief, you want to honor what that positive purpose is, because then when you create the new belief, you want to make sure, we want to make sure that when Mo installs a new belief, that it's going to be a belief that will allow him to be safe moving into the future, and also to have peace of mind with relationships. So that's, so thank you for going through that. I feel like we put you on the spot, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
But this is really a key part to it. If you get to the positive purpose, then you can find an alternate way to get there. But none of us hold a limiting belief just to hold a limiting belief. That wouldn't make sense. So, I mean, take a group of bright people, like all of us in this room. We're holding the belief for some good reason. We're trying to get some benefit from it.
And so this is the second step on the belief change process, is to honor and recognize the positive intention, because that's what's been holding the belief in place. And then after that, you can move forward to spin it out. Okay, so somebody else, please share. Yes.
And I kind of have a question about this one. Something that I think it's a limiting belief, I need to work harder to make more money. But I know, I see where that's not true a lot of times, but it's like a family belief that's
right.
Very deep. So even though I tell myself, you know, I can see people that don't work harder and make more money, I don't know, maybe somehow it feels true for me.
I'd like to speak to
that. This is the self-efficacy belief. It's like, I can't do it. You know, maybe you can dance, but I don't have that ability. So,
could it be a value problem?
It's a belief about being helpless. Well, how many of you believe it takes a lot of hard work to make money? That's the most common belief we run into. It's more than half the group.
And it's hard because I say I don't believe that. But yeah, I do.
And you said it's a family belief.
Yeah.
And, you know, in this country in particular, you know, you think grandparents, great-grandparents all went through the Depression. And, you know, you hear things, stories like...
farming.
Yeah, they got an orange, or they had to move out of Oklahoma, or they, you know, they were in Mississippi, or, you know, and they were starving to death. And it was stress struggle then. But now, it doesn't make quite the same sense now, because we have a lot of other ways of doing that. So... And by the way, if it's true for a number of people, how many of you know people that don't work very hard and they make a lot of money? The most wealthy client I ever had was this guy with this amazing mansion in Sausalito that overlooked the bay into San Francisco, and he came up in his Ferrari to work with me, and I said something about money, and he said, money. Money's easy to come by. He said, if you drop me in any city with 100,000 people, I can make $1 million in 6 months. Money's nothing. What's difficult is women. True story. That was a mystery. Money was so. It was kind of. He said, "Money is easy to come by." Now, if you have a belief that money is easily, it's easy to come by money. What do you think happens then? Then all your antennae are out for all these easy ways to do it, and he was very successful.
What I'd like to add to your question is, this is a common thing where you do hold a limiting belief, and your adult mind knows logically that that's not true. But most of these beliefs are formed before the age of 7 or 8 years old. So there's still that little girl part in you, Nancy, that believes that that's the case. Yet your adult mind knows it's not true. So we want to work with the little girl part of the belief. And would you state that one more time, what you said?
And I'll tell you, through the day I've been coming to this, because yesterday, well, can I share something real quick?
Well, before you do, I want to hear that, but the belief is, yeah, go ahead.
I think it's, I need to work harder to make more.
And so my question to you would be, because we have half of a belief, the belief isn't quite complete.
So we want the cause and the effect, or the meaning. All beliefs can be chunked into these two categories. But we don't have the whole belief yet. So you have to work harder to make money because?
I don't know.
What do you think?
Nothing's coming.
Well, stay with it. Because right now we don't know if it's a cause or an effect yet.
I don't know. Maybe it comes from the fact that my dad always worked really hard, and it seems like that's what you
So there's some evidence.
Yeah,
since my dad, because my mom and dad had to work really hard, and my dad had to work really hard to make money, that's the way it is. It can be a belief like that. But you want both sides of a belief. Sometimes you get a belief that takes a lot of hard work to make money, it's just the way it is. Other times it'll go down to more of a deeper level, some identity. It takes a lot of hard work because I don't have what it takes because I'm missing something as a person. So.
I don't think that's it. I think it's just like ingrained in my greater family too. It's all about
it's just the way it is. It's the truth.
Right. So thank you for sharing that.
So
but by just saying, oh well, it's easy to make money, that's not gonna work. So that's but we found that often the process we show you will work pretty well.
And plus you want to honor whatever the deeper positive purpose of that belief is as well. Well, you'll be able to figure that out when you go through it, so.
It doesn't seem positive.
Well, it's
now,
not.
No, wait. Nancy said, it doesn't seem positive, the belief. The belief's not positive. But you've got a good reason for holding the belief. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it could be for a lot of reasons. It could be to honor your parents. You know, you listen to your dad when he's growing up. You witness him.
To maintain that connection with them, an unconscious connection.
And I just saw some feelings there.
Because I was sort of coming to that earlier.
Yeah.
Even talking about connection, when you ask, do you have a connection with someone? And I thought of my father, and I thought, I don't feel a connection with him unless I go to the water. Or, then it came to my mind a previous exercise, or it's about money.
So her positive intention then is connection. I can see a real clear stage.
Well,
change.
You couldn't see, but I could see a big color change
big
in
color
your eyes.
Change.
Like some emotion came up for you.
You know, I think because I didn't feel a lot of connection to my father.
Yeah.
So that's...
Honor that feeling.
Yeah, honor that right now.
And you have a right to that feeling.
Yep.
And that's the beginning of letting go of it, too.
Yeah.
When you get that kind of... It's the beginning of feelings that are coming up, that are coming out. When we talked about parasympathetic and sympathetic. Sympathetic, you're holding on. And when you start letting go, often you'll start to get those shifts.
Thank you for sharing.
Thanks for sharing.
So
yourself.
Let's get a couple more examples, because our goal here is we want to make sure that you have, you know, well-formed beliefs, you're getting both sides, and then also do a quick demonstration of how you pull out the positive intention.
Which would be part of the technique.
Yes.
Yeah.
For me, I cannot trust anymore.
Anyone or anymore? I couldn't hear what you said.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't trust men.
So I can't trust men.
Now, what's the problem with that?
It's
too big of a, it's too generalized, right? Because there may be certain men you couldn't and shouldn't trust, but that doesn't mean men in general, right?
Yeah. I mean relationships.
So I can't trust men because they'll hurt
me
or, okay.
Yeah.
I can't trust men because they'll hurt me.
And so we can already begin to guess what the positive purpose of that would be.
And by the way, when you hear a belief like that, if you don't mind, there's, if you listen to the presupposition of that belief, I can't trust men because they will hurt me, who's being left out of that, in a sense? Her, right? Because it's not about trusting men, it's about, I can trust myself to deal with whatever comes up with people. But if it's, but you could be the victim of things if it's outside of yourself, and then you're helpless.
So Irma, how does holding that belief, what does holding that belief get for you?
There's a good reason you're holding it.
There's a good reason.
You have to keep me safe.
Okay.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
So then you're not going to get hurt in that particular
right.
way.
So honor that.
It's kind of like Moe's thing was similar to that.
And Irma, by being safe,
mm-hmm.
what does being safe get for you or do for you? What's the big gift from that?
If you could really stay safe all the rest of your life in that way.
You have to be relaxed, don't be complicated, to be simple.
Okay, so to relax and be
so
simple.
If you could relax and have a simple life, what would that allow you to do and have and be?
Be happy.
Okay.
So
what you really
want
to be happy, and one way to do it is to not trust men.
And again, there was a big state shift. You didn't see it, but there's color in the face. The muscle tonus softened. Her shoulders softened. She let out a big breath. So that's where we know we're at that core purpose, which is ultimately to be happy, and that's with a capital H.
And so the new belief would need to be something that would empower her to have that choice about having a relationship with a man and know how to keep herself safe as well. Does that make sense?
So should we do one more?
So let's, Dana?
Not sure how to complete the whole thing, but I will always have pain because I've always had pain.
Pain being physical pain?
Physical.
By the way, if you say, I'll always have pain, when you hear words like always, that you get those absolute words, those are always very young words. And hear how generalized that is. So those happen at a young age because you have several experiences go, it's always like this. Whereas if you didn't have pain till you're 20 and suddenly you broke your toe, you go, wow, I have pain in my toe now. But you have reference experiences the other way. So when you hear words like always, every, never, you can know that that's a very early one. A very early one. So, I'll always have pain because. So again, we want both sides of there because we don't know what we're dealing with.
How it should be, because pain is like a default, and I work really hard to get out of pain.
I'll always have pain because that's the way I am.
Or that's the way it is.
That's the way it is for me. My body is weak.
Okay. Ah, my body's weak. I'll always have pain because my body's weak. If you're telling yourself that over and over again, what do you think is going to happen from that?
Yeah. Well, and that's a story, too. You remember we worked with unconscious stories? So that's a story and a belief. A story that you're telling yourself and a belief that you're holding for yourself. So, Claire, did you have a question? Oh, okay. Dana, so how does holding that belief serve you? What do you get by holding that belief?
It was interesting because I've evolved into believing that pain is my gift. It made me who I am today. It's led me to where I am now. So that's kind of what makes me feel inspired by it. I don't know if that's what I'm getting from it.
Well, you're a health coach, you said, right?
Yeah.
So did that inspire you to help others with that?
Yeah.
So it's a motivator for you to help make a difference in people's lives.
So. Yeah.
By recognizing your own pain, then you have empathy and that
yes.
sort of thing.
And maybe to be more aligned with your higher purpose.
Yeah.
Okay, and we just, again, got a big stage shift there, so.
So the thing you want to do is, how do you stay aligned with your higher purpose and not have to have the pain? That'd be the goal, right? So, but are they required? Can you help somebody if you've never had the problem? Well, the answer is of course, right? You know, we think of all the surgeons that do heart surgery that save people's lives and they never had a heart problem. You know, so we know that's a possibility. Okay, do you get the idea?
So
as a special, we're going to break down this process a little bit and ask you to get with somebody. So you get with a partner. So Chris and I are partners, and I offer her my limiting belief, and she helps make sure I get it in both sides. Either X means Y or X causes Y. And the way to get to this is to say, because, or ask the question, why? Why is that the case? Why will get answered because? And these give you beliefs, typically. Meaning is, what does it mean that?
This is actually a former belief I used to have. Money causes pain.
So, do I have both sides yet? Money causes pain. No? So, do we know why it causes pain or how that's even a problem? When you get a statement like that, it's money causes pain, or when like marriages end in divorce, you want to find out, well, how is that a problem? So money causes pain because?
Because when I was a little girl, My parents made a lot of money, and then right after that, they got divorced.
Okay, so if you get money, then pain will follow?
Yeah, if you make a lot of money, then something bad is going to happen.
Okay, so making money means something bad will happen. Now we have both sides, right? Making money will, and you could have maybe guessed that, but you want to make sure you've got the X and the Y. Otherwise, you don't have the whole thing yet. We don't know the whole story. So money causes pain.
Right.
Or having money will cause you to have problems in your life.
Well, in other words, if I make a lot of money, something bad will happen.
Okay, so your deeper belief is if you make a lot of money, something bad will happen.
Yeah.
Okay. So what does holding that belief get for you? And as I'm asking that, I'm going to be thinking inside of myself, what could that get for her? What's holding that belief likely to do for her?
Doesn't have to try to be
successful. That's what's going to end up happening. If having money causes pain, you're going to avoid doing it, right? Mm-hmm. What it would take. And what would holding it get for her that's positive? It's pretty obvious in this case, right? If I keep away from money, then... Yeah, and she went through a whole period of being a writer and a struggling artist writer and all this stuff because she was avoiding making any money because she didn't want the pain.
I was a poor, struggling artist and proud of it. I wore it like a badge of honor, so my early 20s.
In the early 20s. So anyway, you get the idea though, right? It'll keep you from it. So what is holding that belief, money causes pain, do for you?
Well, if I hold that belief, then I can keep bad things from happening.
Okay, so if you can keep from making enough money, then you can keep bad things.
Right.
And if you can keep bad things from happening, what will that get for you?
Well, then I'll be safe. It's like it protects me.
Ah, so if you're really protected in that way from bad things happening, what would that allow you to do or have or be?
Well, then I can really go for what I want in life and have peace of mind.
Ah, then you can really go for what you want and have peace of mind.
Well, and live a life with purpose and passion.
Ah, okay. Now I can even ask it. So if you had a life with purpose and passion, what would that get for you?
That would be like, it's almost like I don't even have words. It's like goes into cosmic oneness or something.
So a spiritual place.
It's a spiritual place, yeah.
And one way you could get there is by avoiding money.
I'd rather have another way.
Sometimes if you come back and you say, oh, one way you could do that, it kind of wakes people up a little bit and they go, there's some evidence of belief. So these are some ways you can get to that. This is really a key piece to it. Because we want to find out what's holding it in place. Because it's being held in place by what you're really trying to get. Now the way you're trying to get it isn't going to work. That's the problem with it. When you have a limiting belief, it's just limited choices you can make. But ultimately, a sense of choice is better than no choice. It's an NLP presupposition. Somebody asked one time Richard Bandler what his definition of health was, and mental health, and he said it was having choice. Anytime we have limitations, we're going to create pain in our lives. So.
And make sure when you're asking this, you want to ask it two or three times and look for the state shift or release. Usually there's going to be a color change or in Irma's place it was, you know, she said connection and then to relax and then happiness.
Now notice, and Chris gave me a little bit of information, but she didn't go into her story. And if she started to go into the story, stop it. So she said, I was like 9 years old and my dad and mom lived in Rockford, Illinois, and then my dad got this big job in Indianapolis, and we moved there, and we bought this. I mean, you don't need all that, and it's just going to distract it. So get a sentence or two. Will be more than you need for content. And find out what is holding that belief get for you. And some of the most common reasons are this idea of connection, like you had.
Protection.
Protection from pain.
Peace connection of mind.
Keep
love.
The time. Honor the family, be loved, be okay in the world.
Purpose, passion.
So, these questions all make sense?
Should we say about 10 minutes each?
About 10 minutes each. But go out, offer your limiting belief. Make sure you chunk it into either X equals Y or X causes Y.
And then get the positive purpose, and that's how is the belief serving you. And resource people, we're going to ask you to stay out on this, so if anyone needs any assistance, and we'll be rotating around as well.
Again, let me ask, resource people, would you stand up? And if you get stuck, please call one of these folks over, and they can probably help you get unstuck. Okay, so let's take a 10 minutes each, come back in 20 minutes, 3:22 and a half. Take a big breath. So, were you able to find the positive purpose of holding that belief?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. That means no.
And then some. So, okay, so we'd like to show you how to change a belief. And before we do, let's just get a couple of, we're not going to sit and ask and dialogue with you, but it's good for the group to hear the well-formed beliefs, and we can make sure that some of you have the well-formed beliefs.
On both sides.
On both sides. So
share some examples.
Yes, let's get some more examples.
Women shouldn't be successful.
Because?
Because that's what I grew up seeing.
Because that's just the way it is?
Yeah.
So is it, it's not possible for me to be successful because I'm a woman?
Okay.
So I can't be successful. Yeah.
So then you've got both parts.
Yeah.
So you want to personalize this as much as you can. Oh. So if you say women can't be successful, you can extrapolate, well, you're a woman, so therefore you can't. But if you make it more personal, it's going to have more power in it.
Okay. So it'd be like, I can't be successful because I'm a woman. Okay. And that's a really common one. We actually listed that in your book for that reason. We've run into that one a lot. So.
And notice how you're saying your belief. You say, I can't be successful, or is it more like, you can't be successful if you're a woman? So notice there's a difference in the pronoun there. And if you're saying you can't be successful, sometimes it's a bigger generalization. So, it's like one can't be successful if they're that.
So let's get some more examples. Yes, David.
Okay, I guess what I'm trying to get is to be loved.
Okay.
And have to be perfect to be loved.
Ah, that's a good one.
And because of that, I'm not getting up. And because of that, I have to work 24/7.
Ah, so I have to work really hard to be loved.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, or even the first one probably would cover that.
Yeah.
I have to be perfect to be loved. Because to be perfect, you have to work really hard. Mm-hmm. Perfect is one of my favorite words for a limiting belief because it's an impossibility, right? Because no matter how well you do, you can always do better.
Yeah.
So if we have to be perfect, it's a tough call.
That's
more because then you have to be accepted by everyone. But obviously everyone's different, so no one can always accept you. And every single deal you do is got to be perfect and be a grand slam. But some deals don't perfect, they aren't grand slams. And some things happen and changes and just what it's meant to be. And if you're not pushing hard enough, if you only have good deals, you need to have pushing hard enough.
Yeah, so you're getting a whole belief cluster out of this. You can see all the different pieces of that.
And that happens too, is that sometimes these beliefs run together in packs. So in a way, it's like you get a grape vine, a grape cluster of beliefs, and it sounds like you may have gotten the stem one, which is that you have to be perfect to be loved. So the hope is that perhaps all those supporting beliefs will drop off when you change things.
And the way you said it, it's kind of like, well, I have to be perfect in every way. It's not like just doing a stellar job. It's like, I have to do a stellar job, make the people around me feel good about themselves, make sure everything fits together perfectly. Ah, a little pressure there, right?
Well, you can't please everyone, because everyone's a different person.
Well, that'll work for
oh, do you want to state David's belief?
What? I think if you say I have to be perfect in order to be loved.
So I have to be perfect in order to be loved.
But it's having to be perfect in virtually every way. So it's not just to accomplish a goal perfectly. It's a whole bunch of things.
So that's a good one. Let's share some more.
I got one.
Yes.
The wording is a little clumsy, but I'm not good enough as I am.
I need to be associated with something that I do, like achievement.
So I'm not good enough as I have to achieve something or have to have or have a title?
Just to be myself, I have to be associated with a title, achievement, or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, and any others?
That's a good one to change.
Yes? And then Randy?
I don't have what it takes to be in a love relationship.
I don't have what it takes to be in a love relationship. Okay, that's... You really got both parts there.
Yeah, she does, though.
There's something missing, or there's something wrong with me, so I can't have a love relationship.
My family members, their all relationship failed, and I can see a lot of suffering from it. And I can see that happens in the family and in the peace. So I believe that
there's something missing. I can't have a love relationship because I have something missing. That's a really common one. But notice those happen when you're quite young because you don't know what the something is, right?
Randy and then Irma.
It's kind of a double. I don't deserve to be highly successful / I have to keep myself small in order to be.
So I have to keep myself small in order to be loved, so therefore I can't have the success that I want. Okay.
Okay. That sounds like the kind, don't stick your head out of the cornfield or somebody will cut it off, or the tallest nail gets pounded down.
Okay.
I had a client recently, and she said she was trying to get to a certain weight, and she got to like 8 pounds to the weight she wanted to be and couldn't lose anymore. Kept bouncing around, 7, 8, 7, 8. And so we started talking about it. She made this comment. She said, well, you know, if I lost that 8 pounds, I'd outshine the rest of my family, and I can't do that. So it's the same kind of belief, you know. It's like, who am I to do that? If they can't do it, you know, it'd be almost like a crime if I did it.
So two more comments.
Irma, you had something.
The real love doesn't exist.
The real love is?
It's not real. Doesn't exist.
True love doesn't exist.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. If it exists...
So what does that mean about you? I'll never have true love because it doesn't exist? You want to personalize it.
Yeah.
Because so far that's a concept. And I could say...
That's not real.
So if I say, so what is that, how's that a problem? If true love doesn't exist, how's that a problem? Okay, so it goes back to the first one you have, right? I can't trust somebody not to hurt me.
By the way, the reason why we're spending so much time on this is because it's often more difficult to find the belief, and a lot of times people do belief change work, but they don't really change it, and the reason why is they're not actually getting, you know, the right belief, or they're not getting both sides of the belief, or they're not getting the positive intention. Changing beliefs is easy. It's identifying them that's the hard part. And so we're wanting to make sure that we're getting both sides and we're getting the positive purpose. It is. It is a belief. So, Sky.
I didn't have time to form mine, but while you were talking about it, I have the opposite problem. I've always been the perfect child that stood out about the whole school. Like, I was the only star in the school. Of the whole school, and so not just my grade, like the whole sixth grade. So so I have the opposite stars now that I'm like, maybe that's why I have to do everything alone. Like, or nobody is even on my level.
So you have to do everything alone because...
So if you really succeed in that way, what is that? How's that a problem? Yeah. So if I do really well, I'll be all alone.
Yeah.
And we're getting a lot of emotion.
Now there's emotion. So honor that feeling.
And I'm sure...
And it was very lonely.
Yeah. And so you might want to begin to think about the positive, how holding that belief serves you.
Keeps, well, and that's another one.
Yeah, so.
Keeps pain away, doesn't it? And then you have a different kind of pain, having to be alone.
I have no.
That's a belief worth changing too. All of these are wonderful ones to change. So you have an idea? Does everybody have something to work with?
Okay.
So let's do this. Let's, given the time, let's take a 10-minute break and then we'll work with one.